Blog Talk Radio.
Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael Eric Cannon, and it's good to be here. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So it's good to be here. We'd like to welcome everyone again to Truth Ministry, all of our LinkedIn connections, all of our Facebook friends, all of our Blog Talk friends, and all of our Twitter followers. We'd like to welcome you to Truth Ministry. So it's a blessing to be able to look into the Word of God, or to look into the perfect law or liberty, or seek out of the book of the law as is written. So we know that it was written of the Son of God to come into the world, or the Christ, or the Messiah, the anointed flesh of God to come into the world. So we're glad to be here with Truth Ministry on Blog Talk Radio one more time. And we know it's of the Lord's mercies. We are not consumed, because His compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. And the writer, Jeremiah in Lamentations, says, great is thy faithfulness. So thankful that God is faithful. So there, we want you to know, as we know, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So this, these couple of passages were taken out of the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 4, 5, and 6. St. Paul was letting the church know of their position. The believers in Ephesus at the church, the Ephesian church, know who they are and their position in Christ. So you got to know. So that's why we have to search the scriptures. St. John 5:39, Jesus says, for in them you think ye have eternal life. And he goes on to say, they are they which testify of me, talking about the scriptures. So it's written of him to do thy will. So that, you know, the psalmist says in the 40th Psalm and in the 10th chapter of Hebrews that it was written of him. It was the body was prepared for him. So that's why I use the theme, the Godhead. There is only one God. There's always only been one God. So he even said, I don't know of any other. You know, he's God all by himself. He's God alone. He is the omnipresent spirit. He was the only one back there in the beginning when it was revealed unto Moses to write, in the beginning God. He was the only witness on the testimony. Nobody else was there but he himself. So that's why he was saying that I am God and there's none else. When he wrote, the prophet Isaiah wrote, there's none with me, there's none beside me, there's none after me, there's none before me, there's none like me. So he declared the end from the beginning, ancient times, things not yet done, saying that his counsel shall stand. So we're good. It's good to be here, and it's a blessing to be alive. And like we say, if you're above ground, you have options. So it's a blessing to be here. So like the psalmist says, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the 27th Psalm, we know he starts off in the first Psalm, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So there is only one. That's know ye that the Lord, he is God. In the 100th Psalm, is he that has made us and not we ourselves. The psalmist says, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So Jesus said in St. John 17:17, in that priestly prayer, which is the Lord's prayer in reality, in the 17th chapter of St. John, the 17th verse, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So we got to have the truth. So that's why he was saying to the disciples in the 8th chapter of St. John, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so also, even in this book of Ephesians, he was talking about them knowing Jesus, and he went on to say, the truth is in Jesus. And so this is what we need to know, that he came into the world. St. Paul said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So we talked about that on last week. So we're continuing in our series. And so, like I said, that's my ongoing theme, the Godhead. There in, you know, James 2:19, he says, thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. And he goes on to say, the devils also believe and tremble. So what do they believe? They know it's one God. They believe that, but they'll lie and tell you it's two or three. So we're continuing here. We've been this will be our part two of Only Believe in this particular session, St. John's letter to Timothy in the book of Timothy. So we went through the first three chapters on last week. So it's good to be here today. This is February the 20th, 2018. I'm trying to see. I think this we have one more. Yeah, we have one more. Wednesday this month. We actually have one more week. It's part of a week. Yeah, because the end of the week will be Wednesday of next week. So we'll have one more broadcast on this week. So on this month. So time is going on by. So we are almost out. February is almost over. So it's so good to be here. And as I go at I don't want to forget to be remiss to give you the number and then also let you know where I am worshiping at should you be in the South Florida area. As I said on before, that I relocated from Michigan to Boca Raton, Florida, and I'm worshiping in the city of Pompano Beach, Florida. And so I want to make sure that I give that information as I go on here in the broadcast. I don't want to forget that. So the phone number, the call-in number, should you desire, you have a question or you have a comment, you are welcome to participate.
along with what we're talking about here
on this particular show. So the call-in number is 929-477-2285. That is the call-in number for Truth Ministry, 929-477-2285. And I've been saying on the last sessions, I want to continue to say that I'm a member of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, an apostolic organization that's headquartered out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I relocated from Michigan to Florida like about almost 14 months now. So I'm worshiping at Vision Worship Center. Should you be in the South Florida area, which would be just north of Miami or Fort Lauderdale also, in between West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale. Vision Worship Center is located at 1071 Northwest 31st Ave in Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069. That is Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069. And Dr. Kevin Chandelou is the bishop and the founder of the church, of that church. So it's Vision Worship Center, and Dr. Kevin Chandelou is the bishop and the founder of Vision Worship Center. So should you be in the South Florida area, we welcome you. We'd be glad to have you in our midst. Okay, so we're going to move on today. So we're talking about warnings, St. Paul's warnings to Timothy, who was a pastor, about false doctrine in the latter times. So this is kind of pretty ironic to me, because we used to hear about all of these things, and we've been taught these things over the years. And so I've been in church since 1976, which August of this year will be 42 years. So it's amazing. I mean, I was a young man, so over the years, so I got saved. That means I repented of my sins. I went down in water in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, as the Spirit gives utterance, just like they did in the book of Acts, and the fulfillment of Joel 2:28. It shall come to pass, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Upon your servants and handmaids will I pour out of my Spirit in those days, he says, and they shall prophesy. And prophesy means preach. So that's apostolic. That is what apostolic is. That is what apostolic is. And so many people do not know. They want to take on the identity of being apostolic. They don't even know what it's about. Apostolic is the apostles' doctrine. Ephesians 2:20 says we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. They are the 12 which he taught, which he handpicked, which were eyewitnesses. They saw him. He taught them personally. They wrote the New Testament scriptures. Except for Luke, he wasn't an apostle. But they wrote the New Testament scriptures. They laid the foundation, wrote the New Testament scriptures. All of the apostles, except for John, died horrible deaths. And so there are no more apostles. They are dead. We are building on what they already laid. So this is funny, because I was at a particular church that we went to visit on Sunday, this past Sunday evening. And so I think a couple of people in there called themselves apostles. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm going to say what the word says. I've been taught, so we've come to the time. I never thought I would say that these are the latter times that St. Paul was talking about when he wrote this epistle to his son Timothy in the gospel. And so we come to the time now that 40 plus years ago, they said, we were in the last days. And the last words of Jesus, he said, "Surely I come quickly." And I remember one sister, she's gone on to be with the Lord. She said, if he doesn't come for the next 100 years and you're not ready, that'll be too soon. So I never forgot that. That's a good, that makes sense to put that way. But we can see that we are in the last days. That's why there's so much violence going on. Evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we're going to get to that. So that is why no law is going to stop people from doing what they're doing. The law, we had the law from way back, and Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. So that's why what the law could not do, Paul wrote to the Roman church in the 8th chapter, that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own sin in the likeness of sinful flesh. He goes on to say, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So what is my point? We had commandments. Now the message is to repent. The same message that John the Baptist preached, the same message that the Lord Jesus Christ preached. He is the Messiah when he came on the scene. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So if you're born again of water and of the Spirit, go down in the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Ghost. You have power to stop acting like a fool, like you came out of hell. Not be a child of the devil, because that's what John talks about. We talked about that in our last session of out of John's epistles. The devil has children. So you could be a child of God and not be a child of the devil. So people don't like to deal with that, but it's in the Word. So we go on here. Now we've come to the time. He says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. That word Spirit is capitalized. That's the Holy Spirit. That is the Spirit of God, speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Plural, doctrines of devils. So I've never seen so much foolishness in my life that is going on right now. And then one thing, a lot of people, they don't have the backbone to stand up to, and that is, seed is not money. It never was and it never will be. But the seed is the Word of God. The seed is the offspring. And the seed is literal seed to plant for food. A seed is never going to turn into money. Money is never going to turn into seed. But as we haven't got there yet, but the 6th chapter, 1 Timothy 6 and 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And then he goes on to even get more technical and a shame, this statement that he made, but it's the truth. He says, which while some have coveted after, have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So there are those who actually left the church because money is a master. And that's what Jesus says, no man can serve two masters. You'll hate one, cleave to the other. You hold to the one and despise the other. And he goes on to make it plain what he was saying. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is money. So people have done that. So we're living in that time that they were talking about. So he says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So we got, you know, it's up to you. You don't have to make a doctrine out of it. That's what people are doing. You know, I'm vegan. Well, do what you want. You're not going to stay here in these bodies. So, I mean, whatever helps exercise, and we're going to get to that too, where he says bodily exercise profited little. We're just about there. But you can do things to add to your quality of life. That's what I want to say. Because as far as exercising, because people didn't used to do that,
They would try to condemn people. Everything that you've done, there was so many things that people would do, they'd try to make it a sin. So, because I remember I started jogging back in 1983. So, and I'm glad I did, because that, now I'm retired. I've been retired over 10 years, and I'm healthy. And I mean, and that, living a clean life, I ain't out there acting a fool, drinking and smoking and acting a fool, looking over your shoulder, all that stuff. The way of a transgressor, the Bible said, is hard. So you're trying to live a clean life and add to your quality of life, get some exercise, and try to eat halfway decent, because I'm thoroughly convinced this government is trying to kill us. They got so much additives and stuff you can't even pronounce, that they preservatives and all that kind of stuff that they're putting in foods, they are trying to get rid of us. We don't realize. St. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief cometh for nothing but to steal and to kill and to destroy. So that's what's going on. It's like, these shootings that are taking place, just all kinds of stuff. People using whatever they can. If it ain't the gun, it's something else. You know, look what happened in Oklahoma City. The man get a rental truck full of fertilizer and blows people up. So, I mean, the devil is the devil. The bottom of it is the devil. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. Ain't no law going to stop nobody from getting killed. So back in the Bible days, they didn't have firearms. They had swords. So that's why you don't never hear that. You know, you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword, what the Bible say. So they didn't have swords as we do today. But it's not a gun problem. It's a heart problem. People's hearts are evil, just like it was in the days of Noah. That's what he was saying. In the last days, that's one of the signs of his coming, or the violence in the land, like it was in the days of Noah, like it was in the days of Lot. They planted, they built, they sold, they ate, they were given in marriage. In the days of Noah, they were wicked. Their imagination was only evil continually. That's why God drowned everybody that didn't get in that ark. So it's the same thing. It's a wicked and evil world, and some people, especially some leaders, so God is not against people having money. Abraham was very rich in gold, silver, and cattle, but his heart was right. And so just like the man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, some people, you can't tell nothing. They think they're bad. But God has dealt with pharaohs, Nebuchadnezzars, and Herods before, and that's the spirit. And the nasty spirit of Jezebel and all of that. Well, I call it a hell spirit. So that's, you know, the devil is on the rampage, and you got to face the facts. So people should be preaching the gospel instead of calling self prophesying to people and all that. I mean, yeah, God is concerned about people, but he told Timothy, preach the word. So people are coming up with all kinds of stuff. They're forsaking the word and coming out of their own hearts and out of their own minds. So he said, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. So that word right there, doctrine, that's an Old Testament term, which is for teaching. Whom shall he give to understand doctrine? It's in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter. I'm going to go there. So doctrine is not a new word. And then so everybody has a doctrine. There are all kinds of different doctrines. So he goes on here, who shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Isaiah 28:9. Then he goes on here, answers the question. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Then he goes on. This is so important because they taught us. And it's important to pay very close attention to repetition. Precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. So a precept is a rule. A precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. With stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest and this is the refreshing, wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, except that they line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken, snared, and taken. Then he goes on, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. So it's the same thing going on now that was going on then. Mix a little truth, leave, don't tell all the truth, but mix a little truth and come up with your own doctrine out of your own head, and you don't have, and you got a lie is what you have, because this is the truth when it's rightly divided. 2 Timothy 2:15, that's why he told him, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so we were taught verse and scripture. So I'm not surprised, because don't nobody want to hear it. They threw God out of the school. They don't want you to pray, which the people that are saved, if you have the Holy Ghost, you could pray. I'm binding devils right now in my spirit. You can't stop me from praying, because praying is in your heart, in your spirit. You can pray. So these people are, and then some people are ashamed to say, in the name of Jesus, in thy name. Like, it's shame on the preacher or the pastor that, have that kind of attitude. You are ashamed. So he goes on here, but refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. So, people come up with all kinds of stuff. They got now, even years ago, so-called Bible comic. They tell jokes or whatever. I can't even think what they call it. Telling jokes about the Bible. I mean, there is nothing funny in the Bible. So-called humor and all that. That's foolishness is what that is. You said the devil is making a monkey out of people, desensitizing people, because ain't nothing funny about Job or Jonah or nobody in the scriptures. And I mean, that's why Jesus kept saying that, where the worm dieth not and the fires never quench. He's talking about hellfire. He kept saying that where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. So nobody in their right mind want to go to the lake of fire, because hell going to be cast into the lake of fire. You got to be out of your mind to want to go there. So he goes on here. He says, bodily exercise profited little. So didn't say it don't profit. So just like I said, it adds to your quality of life. Some folks just sat around eating chicken, eating bad and didn't do anything. And I mean, people died in the pulpit preaching because they had bad hearts or they were too heavy. They didn't do nothing. You got to get, even back in the days of the prophets, they didn't have all of these vehicles like we have now. They certainly didn't have airplanes or trains or none of that. But what they did, a lot of walking. That is why they washed each other's feet, because they walked and they wore sandals. So they lived longer. They didn't have air pollution, all that. We got a lot of stuff. We have a lot of conveniences today, but it's hurting us too, because some people are lazy. They're not doing anything. They're not moving around. So God made our bodies to heal themselves. So he didn't say it don't profit, but he says profit little. But godliness is profitable in all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. These things command and teach. Be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. There it is again. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. So in other words, when you get ordained, that, you know, it takes place when they charge you. So I'm an ordained elder. So you ain't going to get nothing else. I'm not looking for nobody else to give me nothing. Get away from me. Because you got all these false teachers today. Because the Holy Ghost, that's what Peter was saying about, he mentioned about things that happened and how they were with the Lord in the mount. And also he was talking about the, you know, we have a sure, more sure word of prophecy in his second book. He was saying, he was talking about they were eyewitnesses. That's what an apostle is. They are eyewitnesses. So he says, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Because he's talking about when they were in that mount, when he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. So that's an apostle. They laid the foundation. They were eyewitnesses. They laid the foundation. They wrote the New Testament scriptures, and they died the death of a martyr, except for John. So he says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place till the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. So here it is right here, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Then also, what I was going to say earlier, when I was talking about impartation, you can't, whatever I got, whatever I didn't get, I'm not going to get. I mean, God can give gifts. I mean, God can give you wisdom and knowledge. You can covet the best gifts. A spiritual gift is given by God himself to you. And so you can ask. You can covet the best gifts. That's what the Bible says when you search the scriptures. But anyway, as he goes on to say, unto whom it was revealed, that not only unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things. He's talking about the prophets of old, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. This is what I wanted to key in on. The Holy Ghost came from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your minds, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be bought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So he goes on, as obedient children, not fashion yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but he that which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because that is written, it is written, be holy, for I am holy. So that was a long sentence. So this is what we have to do. And you can't, if you don't know what the word says, you can be food. And so people don't like it, and it doesn't matter, because what Jesus said trumps everybody. And that is, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. And so we got to stay with the word, just like I made mention earlier. If you continue in my word, St. John 8:32, then are you my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So this is what we have to endeavor to do. And so this is a fight. And that's why Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. So you got to fight. So should you desire to call in number 929-477-2285. That is 929-477-2285. So this is all kind of folks. It's on satellite radio and all that. I mean, got big congregations. They don't want to say nothing to hurt nobody. Well, God's word do one of two things. And read the Gospels. When Jesus mentioned about in the book of Luke about Naaman and some things he mentioned out of the Old Testament, they heard those things. They were filled with wrath. They grabbed Jesus and took him to the brow of the city, which is to the cliff. They was going to throw him over head first. But the Bible said He through the midst of them so went his way. He passed by. That means he disappeared. So I'm thoroughly convinced that they, one of our late bishops said, and it's the truth. He says, you haven't preached until you made them mad. So they had a saying, the word of God will do one of two things. It'll make you shout and glad. It'll make you fight and mad. So you want to be free. That's why he was saying that he, you know, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So that's the important thing, not sugarcoating stuff. I mean, and that's the thing is now in the world, too many people got rights. And then we done dumb stuff. The Supreme Justice is, God is not playing. He burned up Sodom and Gomorrah. He is the same God. He is not playing. That stinks in his sight. Two dirty men together. Two women sniffing on each other. God is against that foolishness. And it doesn't matter who don't like it. God is against that. So they're going to end up in a hell hole if they don't repent of that garbage and get themselves right. He is not playing. He is the same. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So you got to be out of your mind. You ain't gonna. You want to see God in peace. So you got to be out of your mind. You don't care. But the worst sin in the whole world, which is what happened, like he said, today if you will hear his voice, because he's talking about as in the provocation of the wilderness, they didn't hear. So after so long a time, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. So they couldn't enter in because of unbelief. So that's the worst sin in the whole world is unbelief. And so people don't believe there's a hell. They don't believe. They say, oh, God wouldn't do that. No, you're doing it to yourself. you don't repent and believe the gospel. Do and believe. He that believeth, keep on believing, even after you get baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. After you've been born again, keep on believing. Romans 10 and 17, that's why Paul, he wrote all what he did about it. You got to have a preacher to hear, and how can they preach except they be sent? And he goes on to say, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's repetition right there. So in other words, you hear, and you hear, and you keep on hearing. So that's how you're going to be saved. So we're saved, we're being saved, and we shall be saved. That's why he was saying you got to continue. So he goes on here about neglect not the gift that was given thee, which was given, that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto doctrine. There it is again. That's teaching. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save both save thyself and them that hear thee. So it's so important. So people are saying all kinds of stuff. I mean, the key thing is you want to be in the kingdom of God. You don't just be going through. People are praise and having faith in faith. No, have faith in God. You're supposed to be praising God. And he's seeking worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's a simple message. But you got to stay with the word. So people doing all kinds of stuff. They have all these live streams where they set up PayPals for people to pay them. They ain't telling people how to be saved, you know, trying to rebuke people or tell them they ain't living right. I never heard no one on those tell people, and so-called apostles and all these people on these live streams are not, these video streams on Periscope and Facebook Live, they are not telling people how to be saved. They're saying a whole lot of stuff, but what if somebody want to know the plan of salvation? They are not dealing with that. And how do I know? Because I've been on them. I observe. Because all you do is you get on there. You might speak to them or whatever, and you don't have to say anything. You just listen to what they are saying. So the gospel message is not about, you can buy whatever you want if you got the money. I mean, people talking about cars and houses, all kinds of things that they're talking about, but they're not telling people the message is still the same. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, not about all of these so-called, I never heard so many prophets and prophetesses that came up. I mean, what's the point? They call ministers, or you are an elder or a bishop, or they were, you know, evangelists. I mean, could be a man or a woman. So you'd be a minister, or either in our organization, they would address the women ministers as evangelists, and or if they're a pastor, they'll address them as a pastor. I mean, some people have a doctor of divinity. They would call them doctor. I mean, they went to school for that. I mean, I could do that. That doesn't bother me. I'm always educating myself anyway. So what we're talking about is some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And so that's, you know, all of this, that, you know, they so-called praying for people. And I remember one brother was telling me about this particular sister. She's going on to be with the Lord now. Anyway, she ended up letting somebody lay hands on her, some strange stuff. And her testimony was she didn't feel right after that. So I publicly say it. You can pray for me. Send the word. Don't touch me. I don't know who it is. You ain't got to touch me. See, people, they're coming across just like Simon the Sorcerer in the book of Acts. When he saw Peter lay hands on people, he said, give me that. The power that whoever I lay hands on may receive the Holy Ghost. Peter let him know, you know, because he was a sorcerer. He says, your money perish with you because you thought it's the gift of God, may be purchased with money. He went on to say, you in a gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. So he rebuked him and told him, man, you better. So Simon the Sorcerer, because he had bewitched people aforetime, and he got baptized. So he saw that. He wanted it, and Peter let him know. And so he said, pray to the Lord that none of those things which you say come upon me. So that's the type of attitude you need to have. I mean, right away, he didn't say, well, you know what you're talking about? You don't tell me what to do? No, he didn't do that. He said, pray to the Lord that none of those things which you said shall come upon me. So that's what you call, we would say also in two words, come clean. So he came clean. So, but nowadays you got people doing all kinds of things and saying all kinds of things. They're not talking about the message. Everybody worshiping. All of these people on TV. This is your time. This is your season. Send in this how much. They got all of this stuff. You know, everything is, you got to you use an offering to you. It's crazy. You cannot buy a blessing. And, I mean, people don't like it, but I don't care. You know, I'm sold out to tell the truth. But what our offering ought to be, it's not hidden, but by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So that's Hebrews 13 and 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. So he's writing to believers continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Then he goes on to say, to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. So that the notion, that foolishness, you can't buy a blessing. God requires the tithe and a free will offering. Now, there are times that certain amounts of money are asked, you know, money may be asked for a particular reason. Nothing wrong with that. You got a goal, or something that you want to do, and you ask. It's not a commandment. You ask, and people willingly want to do it, you know, because there's a purpose. What you want to do in your particular church, absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these people. If you do this, God gonna bless you. God, he's gonna send more anointing. You know how dumb that sounds? You cannot buy a blessing, and you sure can't buy the gift of God. You either are anointed or you're not. So that's so dumb. I mean, go to that phone right now. You got these liars on there on the Word Network, and I said it. I'm not taking it back. They're lying on there, just carrying on, begging for money. And some people, they are not anointed. So people just fall for, you know, people with clever words. The way people use words is what is deceiving people. And so I'm buying the truth, and I'm not selling it. So he goes on here, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, the younger men as brethren, the older women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. So, I mean, we're going on here because this is in the lesson. If any widow have children or nephews, let them first show piety at home and to require their requite their parents. For that is good and acceptable before God. Now, she that is a widow indeed and desolate. See, back then, people were poor. They didn't have nothing. And so the widow, a husband gone, they didn't have pensions and all. And I mean, so then now we're going backwards. They're taking that away from people. So-called 401K, you get your own. And then, you know, the so-called, they call it the stock market, which is nothing but a casino, a legal casino, as they say. It's gambling. And, I mean, they don't like it. And so people lose money, just like the stock market fell a few weeks ago, you know, 1,000 points, 700 points or whatever. People lost money. Then, I mean, what a dumb statement. I don't care what they say. These so-called educated people, oh, yeah, well, it's corrected itself. People lose money, but no money left the earth. Somebody got the money. So, I mean, that's because the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, investors are afraid and this. I mean, that's so-called Wall Street. I mean, that's foolishness. It's taking people's money. Like when we had that so-called financial meltdown back in 08, in 2008, when the real estate bubble busted and all that. It was stupid. They're letting all these people get these homes with these mortgages that weren't fixed rates. They had adjustable rates, and they're going to keep adjusting up so high you can't afford it. Dumb is what that was. But people, you know, I'm in. I got the keys. So, but it's, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. A lot of people are going to be in the lake forever. Some of these billionaires and millionaires, they're lying, all the stuff they did to women. And so God letting – the Word of God is really – I've never seen how it actually is coming to pass. And that is, he said, there's nothing hid that shall not be revealed. And so what am I saying? All of these covers coming off of these people, just like that doctor – because I'm from Michigan. So this, the capital of Michigan is Lansing, Michigan. So that so-called sports doctor, I mean, he misused – hundreds of women, of girls. I mean, ridiculous, man. In between their legs is not sports medicine. So, I mean, finally, somebody was courageous enough to tell, to uncover that rascal. So he'd be locked up until doomsday, as they say. He'd be in there until he'd give up the ghost. So he bought it on himself. Because he just, it's ridiculous. Because, I mean, he just took advantage of those girls. And then a lot of times people didn't believe them. This stuff just keep going on and on and on and on and on and on. And they, you know, they hide the stuff. and covering up stuff because of money. So even now, you know, they're trying to cover up stuff, but the word of God is true. So he says, she that is a widow indeed and desolate, trusted in God, continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. So he's just talking about these people. Some people are just busybodies, be it a man. But he's talking about women here in particular, in this particular verse. Some people are busybodies. And we were taught, you know, when I did my studies for ordination, they tell you all kinds of things because you're actually being trained. If you want to be a pastor, you've been trained to be a pastor. So they're talking about, they talk in this one particular book, it's called A Christian Pastorate. They talk, they have various subjects. One subject is about women, all kinds of women. Some women are tender, some are hard, some are conniving. So he mentions all that. So this is what he is talking about. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. These things give a charge that they may be blameless. But any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So he's talking about people not being responsible. So some people, they, I remember one time years ago, probably in the 80s, we used to have evening service at the church when I was in Michigan. So somebody was in there begging because he was in the fellowship hall when we left church. And we would leave like around 2 o'clock or a little after. And so he was in there asking for some money to get back to another city that wasn't that far away, really. And so he's still there when we come back for evening service. He could have walked there. I remember that. So, I mean, some people are just, they begging. They want people to pity them. You know, I gave something to say. And I don't mind if someone is hungry. They got a sign they're hungry. So I keep granola bars in my car, oats and honey. Because I live in Florida, they won't melt. And so it's good. I mean, if you need to eat something, like you get out of church or whatever, it won't mess up your appetite either, you're eating a granola bar. So I remember giving someone, a woman, granola bar, and she said she might give it to the squirrels. Like, what? I'm thinking to myself, like, I didn't give you that for no squirrels. I gave you that because you got a sign saying you're hungry. So, I mean, so some people are connivers and panhandlers and whatever all you want to call it, hustlers, hustling on other people. Because I know they say that now. They call that, that's another word for working. They call it hustle. Or be broke. So that's a word for work. But let her not a widow be taken into the number under 80, having been the wife of one man. So they're just talking about, he's talking about aid here, or, you know, from the church, from a widow that don't, she doesn't have anything. So she's faithful to that particular church. You know, she's praying for people. She's dedicated to the church. And she's desolate, pretty much, is what he's talking about. So he was saying, let not a widow be taken into the number under 80, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse. So in other words, he was saying, don't help them. They, when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers, also busybodies, speaking things that they ought not. So he's saying, so in other words, he was saying, this is his commendation. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them. So in other words, if you know, if your relative or your aunt, somebody that you can help, you could help them, is what he's saying, if they're widowed, a widow. And so he goes on here, let them relieve them. Let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. So in other words, the ones that are over 60 is what he's saying. So that's the end of that subject. So he says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word. And there it is again, doctrine. So in the Bible, they ordain elders. This is what this is talking about right here. And so nowadays, people, and I see it, and I'm not just talking about I'm telling you what I know. I've seen and with my own eyes and heard with my own ears. People are caught up in titles because actually, in reality, when you ordain an elder, you don't get ordained no more. People are appointed a bishop, which they have a diocese, or a suffragan bishop, which are helpers to the bishops, and in our organization, because we don't believe in apostles, because there are no apostles. But they won't stand up and say that. We've had people that come to our conventions, so-called elevated themselves to be an apostle, which is stupid. I'm not scared to say it, because I just said what apostles are, and I've been saying it. And so they are all dead. We're building on what they have laid. And the apostles that the Lord chose all were women. So he did that. So that's no accident that he did that. So he says, let the elders of rule well, be kind of worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine. The scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. So in other words, he's talking about money. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. So you can't just accuse somebody. You better have a witness. So he goes on here, them that sin, rebuke before all, that others may fear. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, that thou observe these things without preferring one another. Do nothing by partiality. Lay hands on no man suddenly, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. So he's talking about laying hands on no man suddenly. He's talking about ordination. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine oft infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. So you don't want your sins to follow you. If you mess up, confess, get yourself straight, so it won't be behind you. Likewise, also the good works of some are manifest beforehand. They that are otherwise cannot be hid. So this is what we want to talk about today, is people leaving. So you got all kinds of churches, we are a word church. We are just all kinds of different things that we never heard of. They don't want to say that they're a temple like they used to say. We're a family church and all kinds of names that they have, and we have an identity crisis. Then you got, like I said, it's unbelievable that we have people claiming that they got an apostolic mantle. You ain't got no mantle. Ain't no mantles today. That was Elijah, and Elisha got the mantle from Elijah. Ain't no mantle today. You have the Holy Ghost. That ain't no mantle. So that's stupidity is what that is. So we want to thank you. So thanks for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Like we always ask, so it's so important because I care about your soul. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? God bless you. We'll see you on next time.